Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. Still, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Great visit with our good friend John Stanton. He's a global consultant to people who sell food primarily. That's one of your big group of clients, isn't it?
Yep, that's the primary group.
All over the world, and he's been doing this for a long time. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for more than 14 years. How about that? Thank you for all the great service that you've given us, times that you've given us over the years, and the wisdom. We're talking about food. In the previous segment, we talked about the impact of the drought and how it was going to be affecting food prices because of the pervasiveness of corn in our entire life and almost everything that we touch and eat. John, you're making the case that you did this in a recent article that, buckle up because it's not just about the drought of 2020.
Well, yes, I do. And the advice for the small business person before I get into this is, you need to start budgeting if prices will be rising in the future.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people say, boy, we're going to get around this and then we'll get back to normal, et cetera. There'll be a new normal. And we have to stop putting into our plans, I think things will come back to where they were.
Right.
And I think, if you don't do that, if you don't put that in your budgets, if you don't plan for that, if you don't see that coming, you're always going to be falling short. You're always going to be saying, oh, no, we got killed by the supply prices or we got killed by this. And I think that's the message.
And, really. And of course, probably the people who are going to get full blast and are going to have the hardest time passing through insidious and probably permanent increases in foodstuffs are the restaurateurs.
Yeah,
Don't you think
because
grocery stores just take, the box costs them so much and they mark it up and it goes out. But a restaurant is a little manufacturer. They've got all this raw materials.
Yeah.
They got menus that they're printing and prices are there. It's going to be rough on those guys.
Well, I think what's happening is also at the retail store, not just food. I mean, if you're selling stuff to any of the big retailers, whether it's Home Depot or whether it's Staples or things like that, these guys are reaching the limit on how much they're going to pass on your prices. So all of your intermediate, all your middlemen there and your manufacturers are going to be up against the wall because they used to go in and say, look, this is really too bad. Our cardboard prices are up.
You forgot to mention Walmart.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to let you. I do some things with Walmart, and, there's two ways of looking at it. From the consumer side, Walmart fights to keep the prices low, or the manufacturer side that says Walmart won't even let us make a fair
won't
drop.
Put them out of business if they don't watch out. So folks, John, one of the things you pointed out, here's the thing, folks. The population, not just population explosion, but the development of demographics within our 7 billion population, that's the issue.
Yeah, it's
the global rising global middle class.
That is exactly the point, that we have people all over the world that lived on nothing for years, and now they want cars, now they want to drive
better,
their
and they
cars.
Want better food.
They want better food, they want all these things that we've had for years. And what that's doing is just pumping up the demand. I mean, China is out-purchasing us on fuel now. I mean, it's just incredible what's happening. And that's why I say it's going to be a long-term price increase.
Right.
The corn prices are just a spike of what's happening. But on top of that, the whole world wants more.
Well, the way to look at the drought is a once in a maybe a 20-year, 10, 20-year situation, but get used to these prices because other factor demographic issues going to, especially in China, especially in the third worlds, Europe and Japan, you know, not so much those organizations, those communities are not growing demographically, but third world, Africa, South America, all the Latin countries, China, as you say, Indonesia, those places are really coming up with the middle class, and they're going to be more demands for everything. And are you concerned about any food shortages because of that?
No, I we're still way far away from food shortages in the long run. We still have tons of arable land in Africa and other parts
of
the world.
And America is teaching them how to use fertilizers and things
We're teaching them how to, fertilizers and also how to do management. I mean, people underestimate how important managing a business is. And that's what you talk about on this show, managing your business. We have to manage a farm, and a lot of people don't understand what that means. So,
there is one thing, though, and we can talk this a little bit more in the next segment if you want to, John. There is one thing that's a little more finite. It's maybe a lot more finite. Not exactly as reasonable, probably, and could really be a big issue. Probably will be a big issue. In fact, in the next 100 years, maybe more fought over than oil, and that is water. You can't grow crops without some water. And the more humans we have, the more water we're going to be demanding and be used. And that's a big deal, folks. And we've talked about that on the show here for a long time. I'll take a quick break. John Stanton is our guest. His book is... John, what's the most recent book? Delight Me? That's not the new one.
No, the most recent book is Precision Target Marketing.
Which I don't have a copy of, by the way. Can you tell me why?
I guess because I'm a slow poke.
Send it to me. Break 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.